Welcome to the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. Strong wind can cause considerable damage to growing corn crops, and in recent weeks, windstorms have hit numerous areas across the state. Damage from wind ranges from leaning, often called goosenecking, to stalk breakage, known as green snap. Neither is good, but corn that's leaning has the potential to recover if damage occurs early in the season. SDSU Extension crop production agronomist David Karkey states, goosenecking may not kill the plant, but it has the potential to hinder pollination and grain fill or could lead to ear drop.
In any kind of stress before the physiological maturity of the crop, we likely have some effect on the outcome of the crop at the end of the season.
Karkey says the impact of green snap is clear, reducing plant stands and resulting production.
Talking to insurance companies, you know, scouting your field after a few days after the event occurs. And at this point, we can't do a whole lot because it's a weather damage.
Harvesting cornfields impacted by leaning or green snap also presents challenges, which can be hard to put a cost to. While farmers cannot control or predict windstorms, they can be proactive before planting, selecting hybrids with staggered maturity to put fields at differing stages of growth.
Choosing hybrids with better snap scores or the standability, and planting seeds in a proper depth so the root will have more depth to hold the plants and then have better nodal root development than planting shallow.
Also, evaluating crop insurance options for elevated risks of wind injury is a viable consideration in managing high wind risks in corn. Visit extension.sdstate.edu for more.